The 111 team has reduced contact tracing, and that was done for two reasons. Firstly, the benefit of contact tracing when we have such a wide outbreak as we have, it actually reduced, but equally in terms of trying to have the resource to do so, it's not been easy when we have had the spread that we have on Ireland. People have LFTs available to them, and the LFTs that were originally limited to contact, people who contact trace, are now available to everyone, so there is much more widespread testing occurring across the island as a result.
And is that part of government's mitigation and living with it strategy, that basically it's the people now that make the decision whether they get a test and test themselves, rather than the person on the other end of the phone telling them that they need to do it?
Yeah, so this is yet again one of the steps forward in our strategy around living with the virus. Obviously, things will continue to change over the next few weeks and months, but certainly people now have access, regardless of whether they're a close contact or not, to LFTs. And those that are concerned, we would ask them to access an LFT and test themselves.
And just on the subject of testing and the borders, what is the point of still testing people that are coming to the Isle of Man and making them pay for that £30 for the test? If contact tracing has been reduced and we're much more putting a reliance on people testing themselves, why do we need a test at the border?
Well, they're doing two different things. So on our island, the LFTs and the surveillance testing is testing for the spread that is already occurring in the community. The testing at the border is seeking to try and limit the additional chains of transmission that will enter the island and thereby increase spread. So we're actually looking at two very different things. So that's why the border testing is currently still in place.